This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, you want to take a little trip around Delaware? Knock yourself out. Why don't you sit on that bench there and listen to two people have a conversation? New Jersey. Jeff.
Yeah.
That was a dad joke. Really bad joke. Dad joke. Do you know where the joke is? Do I have to explain it to you?
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
Really?
No,
you guys never heard the dad joke?
I didn't get the dad joke.
I wasn't paying attention.
What did Delaware? What did Delaware?
Oh, yes.
You've never heard that? I think that was actually like on a popsicle stick or something, one of those jokes. Anyway, Sue Robinson, we're talking about the former federal judge who's listening to the Deshaun Watson case right now, as far as the NFL is concerned, in violation or not in violation of the NFL player. Or the NFL conduct policy, which applies to both players and management, and she's listening. That I would not expect a decision on Friday. I thought we might hear something on Friday, but the fact that this
thing's... You mean tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, I don't even know what day it is. Yeah, tomorrow. It sounds like we're leaning towards, at the earliest, next Thursday or Friday. And we'll have
Where do you get that?
Well, because...
Just by the way this
after
is rolling?
After it ends, there's a 72-hour period after the hearing ends for either side to file paperwork. And then you're looking at Sue Robinson's decision.
Okay.
So... And I'll have Daryl will get into the nuts and bolts of that about the 72 hours after. So unless, you know, there is one way that, and Daryl and I talked about this, there's one way, well, there might be two ways that, or maybe even three, now I think about it. But there's a couple ways where it may not, and you could get, like, if Sue Robinson determines zero games, which is really the only power she has here without appeal, according to the CBA.
Right.
And I don't think anyone thinks that's going to happen. The two sides could agree and bargain on something before she makes a decision. That's another thing that could happen. They could walk off on the side and say, all right, let's settle this before this even happens. And then there's also a question of, and I'll bring this up a little bit later, Houston's role and how that might affect the case somewhere down the road. Like, I think... the league in some ways could be in a catch-22 as far as the civil case against the Texans. Because if the league is saying, hey, Deshaun did all this wrong, this is all wrong, 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 and then they go to a civil trial, and the civil trial is against the Texans, now all of a sudden you've got the governing body of your business saying it was wrong, 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 and if you were... if they find you responsible for part of it or facilitating the problem, what's going to happen to the Texans? Like, if you were suing, wouldn't you? You're almost better off suing the Texans on this thing if you're looking for the big. I'm just saying.
You mean if you're one of the ladies who filed a suit?
Yeah. And so I do think the league's in a catch 22 on a
Except
lot of
the
this
Texans
stuff.
Haven't been handing out any money yet.
Watson
has.
Right. No. You're right. You're right, Jeff. I totally agree with you on that. But I want to. Albert Breer said some stuff yesterday on Afternoon Drive, and I want you to hear what he said, especially about this. Like, Sue Robinson's not happy. She's not happy at all. You got that?
Good. The one thing I can tell you guys, you know, one thing I heard definitively over the weekend was that the judge wasn't happy. The arbitrator, I guess, in this case, a former U.S. District Court Judge, Sue L. Robinson, wasn't happy how public some things had become. And I think, like, some of this might be concern from the league that she may rule in favor of Watson. Here's why. This is me, to some degree, reading tea leaves. What I can tell you definitively is the NFL wants an indefinite suspension, which falls under the term banishment in the CBA, which basically means you're out for a year and you have the opportunity to apply for reinstatement after a year. That's the maximum penalty you can get. And the settlement talks between Watson and the league broke down on the league insisting on at least a year. So that was 2 weeks ago. The settlement talks broke down. Last week they scheduled a hearing because settlement talks didn't work out. Hearing gets scheduled. And again, my understanding is Robinson is upset that some of this stuff is becoming public. Well, why would it become public? The only thing I can think of is the league is concerned that she's going to rule and say 6 games, 8 games, 10 games, whatever it is. And the league wants to have its side of it out there before this becomes official, before this gets nailed down. Because if the league was confident that she was going to give Watson at least a year, there'd be no reason to get your side of the story out there. In fact, you'd be trying to keep that under wraps because you wouldn't want to piss off the judge. So I think there's at least some concern on the part of the league that this thing could wind up going the other way, in which case I think the commissioner or his designee, whichever way they decide to go, is going to be in a difficult spot, because this is the first real high-profile case that's gone through this process. And if you take this case and now you're overruling what the arbitrator decided, well, then you're basically undermining the process that you just negotiated with the union. So in a nutshell, I think that's sort of where we're at. And again, I know what the league wants. It doesn't feel to me like the league's wholly confident that they're going to get what they want. And I think that's why there's been that noise over the last few days.
Wow. Rule in Watson's favor? Wow. Wouldn't that stun you?
But what's in Watson's favor? 6 to 8 games?
Or nothing.
Don't we all feel like 6 to 8 games is a win?
Or nothing.
I'm not buying nothing.
I'm not either. But that would certainly be ruling in his favor.
Nothing would be the most powerful thing she could do. And it's the only power she has. Nothing. She comes back and says, six to eight. It's a year. We're going to appeal to ourselves. Then why have this whole thing anyway? Again, then I think it's just dog and pony show. And the other thing, by the way, she works for the league and she works for the NFLPA. She works for both of them. That's where she's getting paid, from both of them. I just think that the league, I don't understand. I think the league's in a catch-22 here. If they to say, no, we don't care what Sue Robinson has to say. She said it was only blank suspension. We want this. I think the only way the league isn't going to dispute her is if she comes back and says, hey, you know what? I'm sorry. This is worthy of a year suspension, indefinite suspension with no pay. And then the league would be like, okay, good. We win. And right, that'd be the end of it on their part. And then the Players Association will appeal in one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard of. Like, the Players Association appeal, does it really exist? If we're hearing that the league says, and again, why are we hearing this stuff? Like, who's leaking the information?
Well, who do you think?
Well, the league is, because they want to make sure that everybody knows
what they want to do.
What they want,
yep.
Right.
Yep.
And if they come
back, haven't heard anything that has been out there that you could think came from Deshaun Watson or his lawyers.
6 to 8.
Yeah, but
To try to put some pressure out there to say,
I don't even know if that came from them. That's just kind of the general thinking that we've all had, isn't it? I mean, the thing that came out that was strong that we didn't know, Andy, was exactly what the NFL wanted, which you pointed out, which is indefinite or at least a year.
They have to say that? I think they have to. Because anything less, they can turn around and say, well, you know, we did sign the CBA and, you know, we got to trust the process that we established with the players. If he gets a year, without pay, I expect mud to be flying all over the place against the owners. I expect it to be flying all over the place. And then, I mean, is it... It just creates a really bad workplace as far as that's concerned. Now, again, we're stepping away from what the real story is here. There are still four civil suits out there. And, again, we're not – like, our conversation here is more about the football aspect of this than it is about the civil cases that are out there. And let's not forget Deshaun has proclaimed his innocence in this.
Yeah.
And, again, you'd say, well, he settled 20 of the 24. Well, that doesn't mean he came out and said –
I did anything.
So, and, you know, legally he is, you know, the criminal part of it is, you know, he got no build. There was not enough evidence to indict him.
Yeah.
So I just, and again, I think the NFL is in a catch 22 because if they turn around and say, you know, give him all this punishment. And then they find the Texans were culpable in this and helping him out. Then what happens? I mean, I think that opens the door for more litigation against Houston. I mean, your own governing body is telling you that.
Yeah, I would think that the Texans are in line for a little something here.
It seems very, very interesting. So again, I look at the leaking part of this, the really what's going on, and then at the end of the day, if the NFL doesn't like what Sue Robinson says, then this whole process is a joke. It's a joke. If she comes back and says,
"Do you really think complete joke, or is it that they just want to?" You're saying if they don't like it, and then they appeal to themselves.
Yeah, you're appealing to yourself.
That does kind of make it a joke.
Yeah,
but what if they listen to her?
Jeff, I've decided that, or an arbiter has decided to fine me $5. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to make it zero. It's ludicrous.
Yeah.
It's ludicrous. That's why I do think there is going to be some pressure on the NFL to stand by what she said. And is Roger Goodell think he's smarter than, or whoever is representative, smarter than a former federal judge to change whatever the punishment is? That's another question. I don't know. How do fans feel about this?
Roger's running a business.
Who's also an attorney and makes a lot of money doing this. And the owners want him. That's, you know, I don't know. You start opening up the Pandora's box of suing ownership. And now all of a sudden, this thing gets even more widespread. Because then what happens the next time someone gets in trouble? That's the other thing, too, is the NFL's got to put this in a place where they have to set a precedent. And we'll go back and talk about that a little bit more. Because if they don't come out and say or publicly grandstand the fact that they think he should be suspended indefinitely without pay, well, what does that mean for future conflict? What does that mean for the next player that does something silly or the next owner that does something silly? 216-578-0092 or on Twitter at CLE Talking Heads. Baskin and Phelps. Following the Deshaun Watson case, which is going on in front of former federal judge Sue Robinson in Delaware, where did this whole notion of 6 to 8 games come from? We're going to get to that in a second. Charles Robinson talked about that last night on Chico After Dark that was hosted by, who'd they have?
They had the Bearded Wonder.
Oh, did they play Wheel of Hosts last night to find a host for their show?
Wow.
Is that how they did that?
Everyone else canceled.
Oh, okay.
So it was Menigan.
So Menigan hosted last night. All right, so we're going to play that in a second. I just want to read this to you real quick, Jeff, because I just caught this in the break. Mike Florio, shocker, had another story on the Deshaun Watson case, much like us, shocker, talking about this. He said they have a proposed deal. He has a story about a proposed deal to resolve the Deshaun Watson case that hit about 9 minutes ago. And I'll take you to the bottom of it and just read you the end of it. It gets into how to come up with an agreement that might work for both sides. And he said, this is the end of the story, too. Again, from Pro Football Talk, from Mike Florio. It definitely makes sense for the two sides to be trying to come up with ideas for an agreed solution that works for everybody. Barring a deal, there's nothing in the CBA that would prevent Judge Robinson from basing a decision on the notion that 2021 should be treated as a suspension after the fact, with Watson losing $10 million and getting credit for 17 games missed. Although Watson's absence in 2021 didn't technically relate to off-the-field issues, he surely would have been traded but for the allegations made against him. If he's willing to give up the $10 million he made in 2021, why shouldn't 2021 be treated as a part of the final punishment? Which, people have said that before, that if you give them a year, it's actually a two-year. 2 years off the field.
2 years off the field, yeah, not a two-year suspension, since he wasn't suspended. Are you a little surprised that some of this stuff is starting to lean toward
Deshaun?
Leniency toward Deshaun Watson? I'm a little surprised.
I'm not, because there were three days last week and going into this week that were all gloom and doom. That there didn't seem to be a path for anything other than a year. And then this notion of 6 to 8 came up, that it might just be 6 to 8 games, which I think most people thought was going to be the suspension when this thing first started, when he came to the Browns. And if that's the case, I wonder how much of this has already played out. You know what I'm saying? I wonder behind closed doors if anyone said, okay, well, we got to do this.
This is where this is going, yeah.
Yeah, I'll always wonder that, especially in cases like this. And there's a lot of money on the line here. All right, so this is what Charles Robinson had to say yesterday about that 6 to 8 games.
I don't know that what is getting out there, aside from what the league was going to ask for going in, is true. You know, I know the 6 to 8 game thing is out there. I don't know if that's actually true. I'll be completely honest with you. The reaction I got when I bounced the 6 to 8 games off someone was, that would be news to us if that's actually, factual. And I can tell you the union certainly did not believe, when the two parties had their pre-hearing sort of dalliance where they went back and forth, it was pretty clear to them that the NFL had zero interest in taking anything less than a year. So for this 6 to 8 game number all of a sudden to pop out there, let me put it to you this way. I mean, there's a hearty amount of disbelief on the union's behalf that they would think the NFL would actually settle.
Who, where would 6 to 8 come from? Would that come from Deshaun's side? Would that come from the Players Association? Would that come from, I don't see ownership saying 6 to 8. That doesn't make any sense for them to go out there and go, oh, it's your 6 to 8 games. This is where this thing's going to be. To whose advantage is it to leak out 6 to 8 games?
Do you think that was actually leaked? I think that's just been a general thought that everybody has had since the time he was sitting in Houston last year, especially from the time since he was traded. I think that's just been the general thinking. Okay, guy takes a 6-game hit and then he's back. I don't think anybody leaked that, Andy. That's been out there forever. What I think was just leaked was the NFL stuff, where indefinite suspension of at least a year.
What do you think about Florio's thought about taking time served? Didn't Charles say that to us about 2 months ago?
I would be surprised if you might want to take
into consideration time served on this.
I would be surprised if that's taken into consideration.
How come?
Because he was not suspended last year. He didn't serve time. They chose, he wanted to be traded, and they didn't want to play him, and blah, 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 blah.
He did miss a season.
Well, so what? Well, it wasn't a punitive thing.
Florio, I think, is right here that because of all the stuff going on, who was anyone really going to trade for him? Well, that's not true. Miami was going to trade for him last year.
I personally, from a Browns football standpoint, oh my gosh, that'd be unbelievable. Thank you very much. He's already served a year. Fantastic. Thank you. Let's get going in September. I'd be stunned. I really would. I would be stunned at that.
I wonder what you think. How do you think this is going to play out? We've had an emotional roller coaster, or a roller coaster of emotions, for the last 7 or 8 days, trying to figure out exactly how long Deshaun Watson is going to be suspended for. I mean, we kind of know the rules of the game, and we know how the game is going to be played. We just don't know what's going to happen when it's said and done. And I'm wondering what you think. 216-578-0092. How is this going to end? Jeff, I still think it's going to be a year. I can't walk away from that. I just think, paid, unpaid, I still think putting him on the commissioner's list is still on the table, even though they said it wasn't. But again, I think that while we're inside the story right now, as it's happening, as it's unfolding, I think the NFL has to think about beyond Deshaun Watson. here's your first case with an arbiter who has to make a decision, and then the league has to figure out if they want to appeal that to themselves. Sounds crazy. If they don't like what the decision is. And then they have to ask themselves, what is this going to mean for anybody else who finds themselves in an awkward position of violating or allegedly violating the code of conduct? I think that's the way the NFL needs to. Like, I think the NFL has to look at this beyond Deshaun Watson. Because, you know, even in the beginning, we all
They're setting a precedent.
Yeah.
If something happens in the future. Now, hard to imagine that something along these. I mean, this is a very unique case. So you'd be hard pressed to replicate this in another case, I would think. But you're right. You better set a precedent one way or the other, because it will be used in future rulings, future decisions, future dealings with players who might have something going on.
Yeah, that's why I think it's important for the league to dot every I, cross every T, and to make sure that the appearance of what they need to lead the league to look like along the way. You know, I don't know if there's any moral part of this that's kind of sticking in anyone's head. This is about the NFL. It's about money. It's about now for Deshaun and the future for the league when it comes to conduct policy. That's why I think it's a little bit bigger than just Deshaun. And I mean, this is a milestone moment for the league. And I also, you know, what does this mean for the relationship between the NFLPA and the NFL? I mean, this could blossom and be much bigger than just what we're looking at on this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So we still wait. We'll wait.
Honestly, Andy, this is, I won't call it groundbreaking because there have been other things, but this is a huge thing. And it considering the fact that Sue Robinson is in this for the first time, okay, that's something new.
Mm-hmm.
The nature of the case, something new, pretty extensive. It's something that they need to, in their minds, get right.
You think our fans are totally sick of this and just want...
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. I know
Dan,
I
what
am.
Do you think?
So are you. We're sick of it. It's still here.
That's
the issue. I can't wait, Andy, until it's completely resolved, one way, shape, or form, whatever happens, and we can talk about, all right, what does our team do? How does Deshaun look in this offense? How does Sam Darnold win this job? Is Jimmy G ready to throw? Or is Jacoby Brissett going to find himself and be the guy we've wanted? That's what I can't wait for. I can't wait for it.
You know, it's weird. In some ways, I look at this and it's like, and I'm not trying to equate things to a movie, but there's a part of it makes me think about, A Few Good Men at the end of the movie where, you know, the guys did something wrong, but they didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like the punishment, you didn't think that was what the punishment was going to be. You remember at the end of the movie? For A Few Good Men. I don't know if I'm a little
bit. Yeah, where they were dishonorably discharged.
Yeah, they were dishonorably discharged. Yeah. And so it was like, and he looks and he goes, we didn't do anything wrong. And then the other guy says, no, we let him down. You know, like I just don't
think. We were supposed to protect.
Yeah.
Santiago.
There it is. Man, are you good?
Willie.
I just don't think the outcome is what works is going to be what we're all expecting. I think something will be a twist at the end of this thing. We'll be like, oh, because I don't think any of us are thinking like the judges. Like Sue Robinson's coming from a different world on this thing, and I don't know what world her perspective is. I mean, people want to talk about her background.
You would think it's straight down the legal line, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but
in which case she looks at the information gathered by the NFL. I'm assuming she's not looking at any information gathered by the DA in Houston, right? I would think
some of that's out there for her. If it's available for her.
I don't know that it is.
Well, why? I mean, as a former federal judge, could she not
make a phone call?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
She's hearing a case between the NFL and one of its players.
Right.
She's not hearing a case between a player and a legal system. So I don't know the answer to that.
But evidence
I find it curious.
Isn't evidence evidence no matter where you're looking at?
Except not if it's not presented.
Well taken. All right, let's come back. We'll dive into this just a little bit more, and then I want to talk about Kareem Hunt because he had a chance to talk. He was at Willoughby South for a football camp there back on his home grounds, and he talked about his long term hope to be with the Browns, and we'll get into that. What did he exactly have to say? You'll hear it next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.